Thank you for talking with me today, Janine Pally. You're with Ducks Unlimited Canada, and I know a lot of people know, they know the name, they know the duck logo, but some of them may not know what the vision behind it is. Can you tell me a little bit about what it is?
Yes, for sure. So we have wetland conservational programs, we have upland restoration programs, which would be what the Marginal Areas Program is, as well as forage program. A little bit, we offer the agronomic advice on winter wheat, and just a whole slew of things. We're excited to launch a new program this spring called the Marginal Areas Program. So we're targeting, the program is designed to really help producers increase the profits within their farming while farming fewer acres. So essentially, farm less and really make more. The program is just one way Ducks Limited is partnering with Alberta growers to increase the profitability within their landscape. So when it comes to conservation, the impact on the landscape and our role in agriculture, we work both with grassland and cropland landscapes. So then waterfowl, because essentially waterfowl prefer certain nesting habitats depending on the type of waterfowl.
And you're speaking of the Marginal Areas Program. This is expanding in Alberta. It's been in Saskatchewan and Manitoba helping out producers and farmers there for several years. Can you just expand a little bit more about why someone would use this program?
Yeah, so the program offers a financial solution to unproductive land within the annual crop fields by seeding a perennial forage. So if a grower is experiencing or realizing a negative return on investment or unproductive areas within their field, they access is limited due to size of equipment. They have areas within their land that soil characteristics are really unfavorable. Or if they, are looking to establish a habitat for pollinators or insects, or want to enhance the carbon sequestration within their operation, this program would be ideal for them to fit within their cropping rotation.
And why is it so important for producers to know about this?
So it's a unique program, as if we're not looking for large acre conversion. It's more of those pockets within their land that they're managing that they're struggling with. So it could be 2 acres, it could be up to maybe 40 acres within their field. So this is where we as a organization are helping those growers realize that maybe instead of putting the inputs towards the areas that are not seeing profitability, to convert that land into a forage production and then utilizing the land in a different capacity, as well as potentially they could look at that in terms of more of a benefit in not just waterfowl habitat or pollinator beneficial, but also they could look at foraging or, taking that hay and feeding it to livestock or just leaving it as is. Those growers have different options.
And you were saying there's many benefits to it. How is this program going to help producers other than just helping the waterfowl? There must be many aspects to it.
Well, for sure. And that's perhaps, touching base on forages in terms of, it improves profitability, increases pollinator habitat and biodiversity within those fields. It can reduce herbicide-resistant weeds within that pocket as well. Forages do act as a buffer zone, just in case, they want to seed, let's say, closer to a wetland area. So it acts as a buffer zone to meet product label guides. And as well as, maybe they're experiencing club root issues. So by seeing forages within the area or pockets within that area, they're not actually transferring club root, potentially decreasing club root spores within their soil.
Yeah, that sounds great. Has there been a really good outreach and like success in the other provinces? Do you think Alberta will follow suit in it?
Yeah, for sure. So Manitoba, they're in a third year of program. Saskatchewan, I believe, is in their fourth year or fifth year, I should say. So we're seeing quite a few producers sign up and participate in those two prairie provinces. So that's the reason why we decided to expand within here in Alberta. And as well as, we just launched here early last week, and my email and phone calls have been flooding in to hear more about the program itself.
Wow, that's really good to hear. Do you have any interesting facts about the program that people may not know?
Yeah, so if they are interested in learning more about it, they can visit ag.ducks.ca. It's our website, as well as there is a one-time payment offered to growers of $125 per acre. to help manage that field. We also provide agronomic choices. So if their grower is not quite sure about what forages to seed, we will help them determine which what to seed. As well as, you know, when a grower is looking at forages and they have the option of selecting any perennial cover that they would like to work within their field, they're not limited to one retail itself. So they have the ability to source their seed from any local retail.
Oh, that's nice. So they could have native to the land perennial flowers and stuff like that if they want.
Yeah. And as well as I should mention, growers will have also access to a pollinator-friendly seed pack. So these packs will be available through Performance Seed or a nutrient dealer. And this is just an added value added additional to the program and an option if they chose to use it.
Wow, well, that's actually a great option. I think it's important to keep the pollinators alive. Did you have anything else that you'd like to add about the expansion?
No, nothing other than just, you know, if they have more information, visit the website and we are happy to help them out.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, Janine Pally with Ducks Unlimited Canada. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.